Photos of the civil rights movement show the determined faces and shining eyes of an entire generation, passionate and ready to lay their lives on the line for the dream of equality. It was a dream they were prepared to die for, and some of them made the ultimate sacrifice for the sake of freedoms we enjoy today.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone.
Odetta, the voice of the civil rights movement, died 2 years ago. And as the years fold one into another, we lose more of the people who changed the course of history. In the past few months, we said goodbye to Katie McWatt, Percy Sutton, Claude Wyatt, Murray Saltzman, and now Benjamin Hooks and Dorothy Height.
I didn't know his name.
There are still lessons to be learned from our fathers and mothers, but the clock is ticking. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 21st. Every generation has lessons to pass down, and they're not necessarily the same person to person.
Well, it's not about textbooks when the history is personal, that's for sure. Let's take a look at the top news stories. First of all, leaving on a jet plane. That's what they're doing in Europe. The Icelandic volcano is now releasing its chokehold on European airspace. Most flights will be back in the air today. Could take weeks for all the stranded passengers to get home. Here's an extreme case. A woman stranded in Delhi has to wait to May 8th for her first flight home to Europe. 6 days after the volcano blew its top, the scorecard stands at 100,000 flights canceled, nearly $2 billion in lost revenue for the airlines, and of course, there's more ash spewing into the air.
It's not over yet. I mean, we don't know which new clouds will come, and there are news that new clouds are coming.
Across the pond, we don't have to worry about volcanic ash, but this National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration official says we've got some fringe benefits here in North America.
I think there may be some nicer sunsets by the end of this week over North America.
Sunsets or not, this time 75% of European airspace is open.
The battle to overhaul the way Wall Street does business gets underway in the Senate today. On Capitol Hill yesterday, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said the government needs more tools to deal with the big banks.
We need a system in which regulators can act preemptively to protect, not be left to simply come in after the fact to clean up the mess.
But the IMF isn't waiting on the Senate. It's proposing a broad set of taxes on the financial industry as a safeguard. U.S. banks would be on the hook for nearly $300 billion for taxes that target what the IMF calls excess profits and compensation. Political and civil rights leaders from across the country are expected to attend the funeral for Benjamin Hooks in Memphis today. That comes one day after fellow civil rights pioneer Dorothy Heights passed away at the age of 98. We're joined now by civil rights activist and president emeritus of Bronx Community College, Dr. Roscoe Brown. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Celeste.
So I'm wondering, in the decades to come, when we can no longer speak to people like you who are involved in the movement directly, will the audio recordings that we have, the news footage and the letters and essays, be enough to help us understand what happened?
No, I don't think so. Memory goes very, very fast. However, the events of the present at that particular time will cause people to look back to see what happened, and then they have to figure out how they're going to meet that challenge with their own skills and contacts at that time.
Okay, we're going to talk to you more about this in a moment.
They're witnessing history over in Europe. Finance leaders are meeting at this hour in Athens to work out the best way of implementing a Grecian rescue package once again. Asian and European markets are mixed on the news. Futures mixed. The Dow gets underway at 11,117, the S&P at 1207, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,500. Our food segment is all about low prices for strawberries, getting beyond shortcake.
And in a few minutes, we're going to talk more about the legacy of the civil rights movement when its leaders have all passed away. Does the younger generation take their work for granted? And is that a sign of amnesia or progress? We especially want to hear from the younger generation. What do you think? Tell us 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.